Our heads and pray. Father, I pray that you would fill us with faith for the coming year. Lord, I pray that it would be well with our souls. Father, may we trust you in ways this year that we've never trusted you before. May we trust you for those things in our lives that seem impossible, those mountains in our lives that seem to never move. Father, may we entrust those to you, and may we lean entirely upon you and the hope that we have in Jesus Christ in this coming year. Father, I thank you for this church. I thank you for the past. I thank you for the present. And I thank you for all that you're going to do in the future. Thank you for an opportunity to worship you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Anybody get confused with the new seat arrangement this morning? Just a couple of people? Yeah. Jeff, it's good to have you guys with us. We got thrown off a little bit with the snow and ice last week, but it's wonderful to have an opportunity to get together and worship. Good for me to get back in the saddle again. And so I want to wish you guys a happy new year, finally, in 2017. Tom Bethune actually preached, stood in for me on New Year's Day, and so we have had a service where we welcomed the new year in, but I obviously wasn't here for that, so happy new year. How many of you have moved past the post-holiday blues and you're settling in well for the new year? I mean, you're on track, you're moving forward. How many of you are still in those January doldrums? Anybody willing to admit that? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Kind of that post-holiday deal where you come off of just everything that Christmas has become, the celebration of Christmas has become, and then you kind of hit a wall when it's time to go back to work and time to re-enter the real world. It's very easy to find yourself just kind of limping into the new year. January can be a tough month. Trying to come down from the high of the holidays and then get back into a routine. Not to mention something I discovered this week, that January is National Weight Awareness Month. Did you know that? January is National Weight Awareness Month, as if we needed to be more aware in January. So if you're struggling to get back on track in this new year, I hope today will help as we reflect on just the goodness of God. This morning's message is entitled The State of the Church, and in it I want to spend some time reflecting on the year that has passed and looking forward to the year to come. In Psalm 145, King David talks about the value of doing just that, the value of reflecting on God's goodness, and how recognizing the good things that God has done strengthens our souls. Have you ever noticed that in your own life? If you'll just pause to reflect, just kind of get off the treadmill of life for a little bit, pause to reflect on the good things that God has done recently in your life or in the past in your life, and how once you kind of lock into that, God has a way of giving you more faith for the future. And that's exactly what King David is talking about in Psalm 145. And so if you've got your Bibles with you, or your phone or your tablet, whatever you're reading the Bible from, turn with me to Psalm 145, Psalm 145, toward the very end of the Psalms. David says this. He says, I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. He said, great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. Don't miss that. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And then David shifts gears and he says, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. And that's what we want to do this morning. As we take a look back at 2016 and all that God did in and through you, His church. But the first thing I want to do is bring you up to speed on our God-sized giving goal for December. Anybody remember that? Anybody remember what kind of goal we set as a church for December for a total giving? How much? $100,000. Look around. That's a lot of money. For a church this size, isn't it? God-sized goal. Why set a goal that high? Some of you may have been wondering that. And I would say this, because lesser goals require lesser faith. Setting God-sized goals is not just about reaching the goal, it's about reaching for Him. It's about trusting Him and keeping our eyes on Him in the midst of that process. As David said, every day I will praise you. Every day I will extol your name. And when we set big goals, we have a tendency to lean more on God and less on ourselves. And so that's why we set big goals. So even if you don't reach the goal, there is great reward in reaching for God. Amen? Amen. Fortunately, in this particular case, we reached for God and we reached the goal. Throw that up there, Rick, if you would. Yeah. Is that not amazing? Say, Phil, that's so close to, you know, our target there. I got a feeling you monkeyed with the numbers a little bit. No monkeying with the numbers. Amazing. Let me share with you, you know, just from behind the curtain on these kinds of things, watching this happen is amazing. It's amazing. Out of that $100,700 that you all gave in the last 30 days of December, over $100,000. That's a God thing. That is a God thing. Out of that $100,000, $50,000 of that came in on the last day of the year. You guys know how to make a pastor sweat. I'll tell you that. And it wasn't a $50,000 gift on the last day of the year. I mean, countless gifts. But $50,000 came in on the last day of the year. On January the 3rd, you know, the mail didn't run on January the 2nd. That was the Monday after New Year's. On January the 3rd, that morning, our tally, as Faye kept me abreast of, you know, the tally, she would send, you know, me an email and say, here's where we are. On January the 3rd, the tally was $99,700. And I thought, Lord, you're kidding me, right? I said, yeah, I mean, that's a huge amount of money, but that's going to be a little anticlimactic. You know, we didn't reach the goal. And so, as God would have it, the P.O. box, our P.O. box here at church, was checked January the 3rd. The mail did not run on the 2nd. There was one envelope in the P.O. box. With a $1,000 check in it, dated December the 31st. Is that not God's fingerprint? Is that not amazing? One envelope, only one envelope, nothing else in the mailbox, just one envelope. And God said, here. I'm faithful. Trust me. Believe me. Set big goals. Lean on me, and I'll make it happen. And He did, and He does it in such a way that you can't deny that it's Him. You know, I would have loved for this to have been $150,000, but then it would be like, well, no. I mean, God's like, my fingerprint is all over this thing. $100,700. unbelievable. Another thing that does is it really doesn't matter how much you gave, whether you gave $10 or $10,000, you're the reason we reached the goal. And everybody in this church sacrificed to make this happen. What a beautiful thing. Ask God for great things. Expect God to do great things. That's my challenge for all of us in 2017. What great thing are you asking God to do in your life this year? What mountain have you not been able to get over? And you need to trust God to get you over that mountain this year. Ask God for great things and expect Him to do great things. What a beautiful example of that. I'll be honest with you now. On New Year's Eve, my faith was a little, waning there a little bit. But man, God came through. He came through. What do you need to ask Him to come through for you in this coming year? Trust Him, and He'll deliver exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond what you could ever ask or imagine. When we set this goal, man, I had some folks looking at me sideways. It's like, are you serious? I mean, we've never had a December like that. The best December that we've ever had was 15% lower than that in the history of the church. And yet we set a goal, and we trusted God to get there, and He got us there, and He came through. David said, they will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And then he said, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. Man, there's something to hearing about the great things that God has done that activates our faith and draws us closer to Him and takes us to a place where we're willing to trust Him more. And so my prayer is, we celebrate the amount of money that came in December. 53,000 of that, I believe, goes to our Here and There campaign. So, goes to help a lot of folks who need help. And I celebrate that. But what I want to challenge you to do is what David is talking about here. Hear that and allow that to activate your faith that you might move forward into this new year trusting God for greater things and asking God for greater things, because He is faithful. He is real. And He shows up when we trust Him in tangible ways. It's a beautiful thing. God is willing, God is able, God is worthy of our praise. 2016 as a whole was a good year here at Tapestry. We welcomed 20 new partners to our mix. We celebrated 7 baptisms. We lost several families to transfers and moves along the way, and we mourned the loss of another dear partner who was taken from us too soon. We watched our young families grow and were reminded in the Christmas Eve service of just how many new babies we do have here at Tapestry. It's good stuff. Church families go through the same highs and lows as our own families do. And what a joy it is to be able to move through those seasons of life together as the body of Christ. In the age of mega churches and satellite churches and online churches and pajama churches and every other kind of church, man, what a privilege it is for me to pastor a simple church. Just a beautiful, simple, biblical expression of the body of Christ. A church focused on connecting and caring, changing, celebrating the greatness of God. Tapestry is a place to be known. It's a place to belong. Speaking of the body of Christ, the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12, he said, now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. is that if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now, I'm thankful to say that we're a church that does that. A church that suffers together and a church that rejoices together. We experienced both ends of that spectrum this past year. Mourning loss and celebrating new life. We saw much ministry in 2016. I asked Teresa to give me a breakdown by month of what we did last year and the activities that we were about. And I tell you what, after looking at it, I was exhausted. And I think some of you probably felt the same way at the end of the year. It is staggering what this small body of believers is doing in and for the kingdom of God. From our nursing home outreach that Stephen mentioned, again, that's going to be coming up this Saturday. That continues into this year to our ladies serving the teachers at Elkins Point Middle School at the beginning of the year, to our new outreach where we feed the shifts of the Roswell Police Department and just celebrate those guys and all that they're doing in our community, our men serving at North Fulton Community Charities and grabbing a hammer and building habitat homes, our ladies who minister monthly at the Cherith House to young women who've been rescued from the sex trade. Our youth have spent time this year in nursing homes and sent exam packages off to comfort our college kids. Once again, we delivered truckloads of toys to needy children in Roswell through our toy drive at Christmas time. We reached more kids in 2016 through our VBS than any year that we've been in existence. Our children's ministry continues to grow as more and more young families are coming our way and finding a home. For the first time in Tapestry's history, we sent three teams abroad on mission trips, two service teams to Haiti and a vision team to Guatemala. Robert, you gave me an update last week. I think we have had 76 total trip participants going abroad. I mean, again, look around. 76 total trip participants that we've sent abroad to do mission work. It's mind-boggling what God does through this church. In the process of you guys supporting the Haiti teams and what we've done this year in missions, you helped to birth Act 6 Missions, which is a nonprofit that Matt Blackwell has started to help veterans find purpose and meaning on the mission field. They had their first trip to Haiti, did a phenomenal job over there, took a number of veterans out on the field. And so through your support of that trip, financially, prayerfully, and otherwise, a new ministry has been born. And so another, you know, beautiful thing that God did in 2016. Tapestry's ladies were busy holding the church together as usual. Serving and growing together in community. The highlight of their year was the fall retreat, which was focused on identity in Christ and shaking off those dots and stars that other people try to put on you. Amen, ladies? Remember that? Good stuff. From game nights and table talks to one-on-one mentoring, small groups and community outreach, our women's ministry just continued to thrive in 2016. John DeFeese grabbed the reins of our men's ministry, and at the stakeout last fall, Morgan Hill challenged those of us who were there with the Great Commission. He challenged us to become men who are willing to step out with God to reach the world. And as a result of that challenge, John found himself in Haiti just a couple months later with the Act 6 group, and from what I understand, had a great experience there. But what a privilege it is to watch God work among you. We saw discipleship really be moved to the front burner here at Tapestry last year as 15 men got involved in mentoring groups focused on raising next generation leaders in this church. Probably the thing that I am most excited about moving into 2017 is our young men who have stepped up to be discipled and to be mentors, to be able to lead this church into the future. A number of you had an opportunity to strengthen your marriages in the fall as we hosted Jeff and Shanti Feldhahn for our first ever marriage conference. Good stuff. How many of you enjoyed that? How many of you were here for that? Yeah, great weekend. Great weekend. And the last thing that I'll mention here with 2016 is our Christmas Eve service. It was a milestone this year. Those of you who were here, what a phenomenal service. Jeff and the worship team, the worship was at such a level, and just it was such a beautiful, beautiful time. It was a milestone service for us. It was the largest worship service that we have ever hosted here at Tapestry. So we celebrate that, and we celebrate such a beautiful opportunity to honor the birth of Jesus. 2016 was a God year. There's no doubt about it. And God continues to reveal himself to us and help us to grow as a church and individually in our relationship with him. Keep your finger on Psalm 145. I want to pick up in verse 8. David said, "The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He's slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will extol you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises." We just sang about that. "And loving toward all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall, and he lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing." As we step into a new year, let's make it a priority this year here at Tapestry to share with others the good things that God is sharing with us. Can we do that? How many of you can make a commitment to do that? To share with others the good things that God is sharing with us here. And our focus in 2017, our theme for 2017 is going to be living the mission. Living the mission. Jesus was crystal clear about why he came, and he was crystal clear about our purpose after he left. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. And he calls us to do the same. Our mission is the Great Commission, reaching beyond ourselves to those who desperately need Jesus. Weaving Christ into the fabric of this community, as our vision states, one heart and one life at a time. And so in 2017, I want to challenge each of you. I want to challenge myself to live the mission, to be intentional about opportunities to share with others the hope you have in Christ, or just to simply invite them to church where they can be exposed to that hope. And along that line, open your bulletins and you'll find a card that we've inserted in your bulletins. It's called the Faithful for Four Challenge. The Faithful for Four Challenge. And I'm going to consistently throughout the course of this year be coming back to this challenge. And what I want you to do is I want you to do just that. I want you to be faithful for four in 2017. Identify four people in your life that you know need Jesus. Four people in your life that you know need to be surrounded by a loving community. Begin to intercede for those four people. That means pray for them. Pray for them daily. Write their names down on this card. Put this card in your Bible. Put this card on your vanity or on your bedside table where you'll see it every day. So these folks are in front of you. Intercede for them. Pray for them. And then I want to challenge you just to invite them. Invite them to church. Invite them to be part of the good things that God is doing here at Tapestry. Invite them to be exposed to the gospel. Begin to develop deeper relationships with those folks. They might be at work. You might just kind of slide right by them every day and really not pay that much attention. They may be neighbors. They may live right next door. They could be friends and families that your children run around with. I don't know who they are. Could be family members for you. But be faithful for four this year. If we do this, if every one of us makes a commitment to this challenge, to be faithful for four, to identify four people in our lives that we can intercede for, pray for, and invite to church, by the end of this year, we won't be able to hold everybody that God brings to this church in this room. And that's what I would like to see. You know, it's great to raise $100,000 in 30 days. And I'm thrilled about it. But I'll tell you what, next year at this time, I would be even more thrilled to be figuring out where to put everybody in this church. And we need to do this together. It's something that we need to make a commitment to get beyond ourselves, to get beyond our comfort zones, and begin to make a true commitment to the mission that Jesus calls us to. And that is the Great Commission, to seek and to save the lost. You know, if you can't think of four people, just start with one. Just start with one and ask God to add to your list. Man, my prayer is that we would see them here at Easter in just a few months at the biggest Easter service that we have ever hosted. Be faithful for four. Can you guys do that? Can you do it? Amen. Live the mission. Do your part, and let's see what God has in store for us this coming year. Let me close with the rest of Psalm 145. David says, "The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of you, Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever." Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, just as David praised and exalted your name, we do the same today. Lord, we acknowledge your fingerprint on this church. We acknowledge your activity, the work of your Holy Spirit among us. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that you have given to us to join you in the work that you're doing. May we be faithful stewards of the gospel that you have given to us through your grace. Lord, we thank you for helping us to reach the goal that you set on our behalf. We thank you for showing yourself to be true, showing yourself to be real. I pray, Father, as we move into this new year, Lord, that you would help us, each of us, to be faithful for four, that we would be intentional about identifying those folks in our lives, about praying for them, and about inviting them church, Lord, to hear the gospel. To hear